Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Janavalava Girivaradhare Jaya Gopi Janavalava Girivaradhare Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai Granta Rachimad Bhagavatam Amala Purana Ki Jai Nitai Gora Premanande Haribo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, today we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 1, which is called The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, verse 64. Etat kamsaya Bhagavan.
Etat kamsaya
Bhagavan.
Etat
kamsaya Bhagavan. Chashmas chasham sabyeta
Narada.
Chasham sabyeta
Narada.
Bhumir baraya mananam.
Bhumir Bharayamananam Daityanam Cha Vadodhyamam Daityanam Cha Vadodhyamam Etat Kamsaya Bhagavan Chasham Sabyetya Narada Bhumir Bharayamananam Daityanam Cha Vadodhyamam
Matajis? Etat. All these words about the Yadu family and Vrishni family. Kamsaya unto King Kamsa. Bhagavan, the most powerful representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shashamsa informed. Kamsa, who was in doubt. Abhyetya, after approaching him. Narada, the great sage Narada. Bhume, on the surface of the earth. Bharayamananam, of those who were a burden. Daityanam, Daityanam cha, and of the demons. Vada udyamam, the endeavor to kill. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Once, the great saint Narada approached Kamsa and informed him of how the demoniac persons who were a great burden on the earth we are going to be killed. Thus Kamsa was placed in the great fear and doubt. Purport. It has already been discussed that Mother Earth implored Lord Brahma to give her relief from distress created by the burdensome demons, and that Lord Brahma informed her that Lord Krishna himself was going to appear. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever there is a burden created by demons and whenever the innocent devotees are distressed by demoniac rulers, the Lord appears in the course of time to kill the demons with the assistance of His real representatives, who are technically called demigods. In the Upanishads, it is stated that the demigods are different parts of Supreme Personality of Godhead. as it is the duty of the parts of the body to serve the whole, it is the duty of Krishna devotees to serve Krishna as he wants. Krishna's business is to kill demons, and therefore this should be devotees' business also. Because the people of Kali Yuga are fallen. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his kindness of them, did not bring any weapon to kill them. Rather, by spreading Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, he wanted to kill their nefarious demoniac activities. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Unless the demoniac activities on the surface of the world are diminished or vanquished, no one can be happy. The program for conditioned souls is fully described in Bhagavad Gita, and one simply has to follow these instructions to become happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prescribed Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. Let people chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. Then the demoniac tendencies will be killed, and they will become first-class devotees, happy in this life and in the next. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svam Padandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Channadevam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Besha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Sankarsandasati Kariti Namine, Namo Prabhupada Nuga Prema Murti Ki Patmane Gauradesha Vikrishartha Uttama Bhakti Varshine. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to ask the blessings of all assembled devotees, the senior Vaishnavas and all the assembled devotees. Because without your blessings, I will nowhere. So I need the blessings and support. Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be here and feel very inspired to see so many devotees assembled every day. Usually in where I'm coming from, just few in the Bhagavatam devotees assembling. And this verse, I see it's very, very special verse I got today. Etat kamsaya bhagavan cha shamsabhyetya narada Bhumer bara yamananam daityanam chava do dhyamam. Once the great saint Narada approached Kamsa and informed him of how the demoniac persons who were a great burden on the earth were going to be killed. Thus Kamsa was placed into the great fear and doubt. This is what actually is going right now. Usually the demons during Satya Yuga, they are somewhere in different universe. Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, the different planets or different countries. But in Kali Yuga, what's happening? The demons are inside of us. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Nityananda and Haridas was preaching, they found Jagai and Madai. And they understood if Jagai and Madai will join Krishna consciousness, it can make a huge impact. So this is why they went to preach. And Nityananda and Haridas needed to run from them because they wanted to beat them. But next time when they came again to try, Nityananda Prabhu was hit to the head and blood was coming, and Lord Chaitanya was about to kill Jagai and Madai. But Lord Nityananda begged for forgiveness on the name of them, and because he said, if you're going to kill them, then all the people were supposed to be killed, because now all the people are demoniac. So what's happening now actually? Now in the West, if you say that now actually is the age of degradation, of the bad qualities, they say, what? This is what you're speaking. Actually, we are now advanced, we are elevated. And people previously, they was completely degraded. And if you try to speak something, so they will not accept. But Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam, they very nicely describe what is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means the all qualities of people are going down. So there is eight things. There is Dharma. Religion becomes very unclear. There are so many religions and people don't know what is religion. And I can see it from my example. In our country there is a Christianity, the main population there is Christianity. And you can approach the Christian and ask who you are, like. He says, yes, I'm a Christian. So what are you doing about that? Yes, I'm going to church once in a year. So this is my religion. Going once in a year or twice in a year, and they are proud. And the best, they go every Sunday, and that's it. They don't do anything at home, and this is they call Christianity. So we can see that religion is going down. Then truthfulness, satyam. Practically, there is no truthfulness. Truthfulness is lost. You speak with people, they lie in every corner. They want to cheat you. Shaucham, cleanliness. Cleanliness is very, very down. When we distribute books in our country, we can see some people. When I was growing, one time you take bath, this is means in a week. In a week, if you take once, that means okay. And then still you want to avoid this bath. So this is the Western culture. They don't take bath so nicely. And Srila Prabhupada say that to take a bath is very important. The best is 3 times a day. It's for brahmanas. 2 times, it's also okay. At least 1 time. So this is very important to keep the body clean. It helps to be healthy and it helps for spiritual practice also. The second thing is Kshama, forgiveness, especially for the spiritual people. If they do some austerity, they become very, very proud and they are very angry. If somebody makes some little mistake, they become very angry. So it's forgiveness is lacking in this age. We can see especially in the families or amongst the friends, little misunderstanding, little some quarrel, finished. Also the husband and wife, nowadays divorce is the main thing what's happening. You live without a marriage, and if you get to marry, you divorce after a few years. This is very popular. This is all the influence of Kali Yuga. And they say that we are progressive, but actually everything is going down. Then Ayu, there's duration of life. Duration of life, Satya Yuga was 100,000. Then next yuga, it's 10,000. Next yuga, 1,000. And Kali Yuga, the maximum duration is 100. And now we can see that 100, if somebody reaches 100 or more, this is a miracle. They put on a TV and show, look, what a great person. He lives 100 years. So, but Prabhupada says, what is about that 100? Trees are living more thousands of years, but yet they're living in vain. There is no meaning of living without spirituality. And the bala, strength. People are losing the strength. And now in our country, it's called Lithuania, some hundreds of years ago, it was one of the most powerful countries in Europe. And they had such a huge swords, huge, huge swords, that now, simple man, he cannot lift that sword even with 2 hands. And now, these days, people was able to lift with 1 hand. There was a shield and sword, huge sword, and they was defeating all the enemies. And we can see how the strength, we are losing the strength. Shri Radha Rasbihari ki jai, Gonitai ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So we're losing the strength. And Smriti, memory. Memory is also lost. The students are so much bewildered and in anxiety. They cannot remember all the subject matters. Usually what's happening, you go to school, you learn so many things, but after school you don't remember anything. Mathematics, all the history, you lose everything. Previously, disciple was hearing one time and it was enough for him. He knows for the rest of his life. And nowadays, you cannot remember what you did yesterday or 1 week ago. It's forgotten. So this is influence of Kali Yuga. Then who is considered a great person? Previously, the great person was who had a knowledge, who was a teacher, a brahmana, person who had something, some knowledge, he could give some advices. But now, the great person who is? Who has money. And doesn't matter, he can be totally rascal. Everybody will respect him. He will be most respected. And husband and wife relationship is all based just on the sex life. This is what is happening. I can see all this invest very strongly. They come together, they live. When the sex life is finished, they don't feel happy from each other. It's immediately divorce. And they have many, many husbands and wives. Hundreds, I don't know, not hundreds, but they're just changing without a marriage. This is Kali Yuga influence. And if you don't have money, there will be no justice. You will, because if you want some justice, you need to have lawyers, you need to go to the court, you need to pay everywhere. If you don't have money, you're nowhere. There will be no justice for you. This is what's happening. And Pandite Chapalam Vacha means if you know how to speak influentially, and it doesn't matter if it's not according to scriptures, if it is not according any authorities, just you know how to speak strongly. People will respect you and accept you, and doesn't matter from where the knowledge comes. And if you try to speak scriptures, they will say, what is this nonsense, some ancient myth? It's a myth. So they will not accept. So we can see this Kali Yuga is influencing very much. There was a nice story regarding this. As I mentioned about the court, if you don't have money, you cannot get the justice. But the Vedic times, the justice was got very easily. If you have some problem, you go to the king directly. So during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, also the same thing was happening. You have problem, you can approach the king on some certain time. And king had his brother Bhima to stay in front of the gate, and if somebody wants to approach, first they approach Bhima. If Bhima cannot explain, then he sends to Maharaj Yudhishthir. And there was one day, and Bhima was standing, and one person approached. He said, I want to ask a question from the king. He said, okay, you ask me. He said, I have a field of grains, and there is a scarecrow which is supposed to protect the field. But instead of protecting the field, it eats the crops. How to understand? Bhima was surprised. Yes, it's interesting. I cannot answer. It's very unusual. Go to the king. Then the second person comes. He says, I have a big pot of water, and it's full of water. Then you distribute equally to the four pots, and then when you put it back, only half of water left. How to understand? He said, go to the king. Third person comes. He says, there is a big, huge gate, and there is an elephant going through the gate. He goes through himself, but the tail stuck. How to understand? He said, wow, I cannot answer this. Go to the king. And the fourth person comes. I'm going through the he's explaining, I'm going through the desert, and there is a huge, huge mountain, huge mountain. And there is a thread sticking from the mountain. I pulled that thread and everything collapsed. All the mountains disappeared. How to understand? Bhima was so surprised. These questions are so heavy today. I need to go to king and see what's happening. So he went to the king, and king was just relaxing. Nobody came. So he asked, what's happening? He said, I don't know, nobody came today. He said, I got four people and they couldn't answer even one question. And said, okay, please tell me the questions. So he said the first question about the scarecrow. It's supposed to protect the field, but it's not protecting. He's eating the crops. How to understand? Oh, this is very important. Actually, this is a symptom of Kali Yuga. It means that mother, who is a nurturing baby in the field, instead of protecting the children, she's gonna kill the child. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. And now we can see how hundreds and thousands of babies every day is aborted. This is what's happening in the world. They're not protecting, not helping the children, but they're killing. They're not growing. And they're using all the contraceptive things. It's also, soul is trying to get a body, but he cannot. So this is very heavy things. It's Kali Yuga. So Maharaj Yudhishthira became scared and he said, okay, what's next question? So next question, he said, the man has a big pot with water, he distributes in four pots, and when you put it back, it's only half of water. What does it mean? Yes, it's also a sign of Kali Yuga. It means the father and mother, they can grow up four children easily, nurture them, take care of them. But when children grow up, they cannot take care of even of one father. So this is a symptom of Kali Yuga. This is also what's happening. Especially in the West, when you grow up, the parents give you all, everything they give you. They support you, they pay for your education. And when you're educated, finished. You don't see your parents anymore. Maybe once in a year you come visit, say hello, and then finished. You don't see your parents. You go to live somewhere else. Parents are forgotten. This is the advancement of Western culture. They think that they're so much advanced. So the third thing, the elephant going through the gate, he goes through, but the tail gets stuck. What does it mean? Yes. So Maharaj Yudhishthira explained that the justice, the big thieves can do the big nonsense and they can go through the law of gates. Nothing happens. But the small thieves, the small tail gets too stuck. They do some little thievery or some little crime, they go to the jail. The same was happening with devotees. They were distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Because of this, they was going to jail. So we can see how Kali Yuga is advancing. And the last one is the person going through the desert. And he meets the big, huge mountain. And he pulls the string and everything collapses. And Maharaj Yudhishthira became so happy of hearing that. And Yudhishthira said, actually, all these bad things are happening in Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga was just approaching at that time. It started during Maharaj Parikshit. When he was going, he also noticed that cow was tortured by some Kali. So it was even Yudhishthira's time, he saw that influence. So he said that although there's so much bad things happening in the world, Kali Yuga so heavily will torture the people, but there is very nice thing which can destroy all these bad things. It's the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chanting will destroy all bad influences and everything will be destroyed and you will be happy. Srila Prabhupada says that if you chant this mantra, then demoniac tendencies in our hearts, our enemies of the hearts, will be killed and they will become first-class devotees, happy in this life and in the next life. So people, they think, what is happiness? I was giving one class in Bhagavad Gita that this Krishna consciousness is susukam kartu avyayam. It means always It's happiness. Krishna consciousness is happiness, constant happiness. You feel happiness in beginning, immediately you can feel the happiness. So there was a question. What is happiness in Krishna consciousness? So I explained what is happiness in material life. Actually, there is no happiness in material life. This is all big illusion. Srila Prabhupada gives amazing example that happiness in material life is like animal in a desert. We're running through the desert, he's seeing a big, big, huge lake, and he thinks, yes, this is water, I can drink that water, I'll be so happy. And he is running so happily, enthusiastically, so fast towards the water. But what's happening? That water is just going further, 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 because it's a mirage, and eventually he dies. So this is the situation of the Western people, of the modern age people. They think that, yes, we're going to do so much advancement, scientific advancement. These religion people are completely dull and they don't understand nothing. But we are doing the progress. We are so happy. We've made so much advancement. They're declaring like this. But what's happening? What is the biggest problem nowadays? The biggest problem is depression. All the people are sick of depression. They're using so much of medicine. They're using so much. They're going to psychologists. More people are rich, they have more problem. I know I have some friends in music industry. They're big, big, big musicians. They can sing for 15 minutes and get lakhs of money, like 200,000 rupees just for 15 minutes of singing. And there is many people like this, rich people. And I was with them in a backstage waiting for the concert finish. And I see the people coming out from the stage. They're so much depressed. They're so sad. They're immediately taking some medicine, for this shaking hands. They're drinking alcohol. They're using some drugs just to cover that depression. And these people are the main people who are on the pages of the main magazines, on the TV, all the people are worshipping them. They think that these people are the best. But then you see how they're depressed. So this is what the Western culture going to. And Krishna consciousness, yes. So in beginning you have this sponge of happiness. You squeeze it and so much juice is coming. You take some drugs, you take some alcohol, you go to nightclub, night parties, so nice. You can be so happy, it seems. The juice is coming so nicely. But every time, every day, the juice is going slower and slower and slower till it becomes completely dry. So material life is drying the juice of happiness. And eventually there is no more juice. Nothing is coming. You squeeze harder, harder. Maybe you can feel some wetness. It's little wet and eventually it's dry completely. And what's happening? They do the suicides. They go to depression. So at that time some people, then they are open to spirituality. You come to them and they are so much like scared. They say, okay, I will try this. Although it's kind of scary, religion, because you were so blasphemous to religion, you were thinking that religion is nonsense, and now you see that what your life took you to, so then you, okay, I will check what is this. So people take Bhagavad Gita, they take Bhagavatam and they start reading. So from that point of, what's happening, the people start feeling some happiness inside. They take Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, although they don't understand in the beginning, they start reading. But what's happening? They feel some happiness in the heart. So people actually, they are looking for some feelings. Philosophy, it's very difficult to beat them in philosophy because they're thinking that yes, all the people are going into the perfection. So it's kind of difficult. But this is why Srila Prabhupada said, purity is the force. So if we will be pure ourselves, it will be much easier to influence these people who are not spiritual. And this purity is touching the hearts of people. So like that, so Krishna consciousness, all the activities of Krishna consciousness actually is giving the happiness. But the problem is that our hearts are so much contaminated of millions of births and lifetimes. We were just thinking of how to enjoy materially. And now we even get in touch with spirituality, sometimes it can be difficult in the beginning. We can get some taste, but we can lose some taste. We can get and lose, and how to understand. And ihayase harirdasya karmana manasa gira nikvalapya vastasu jivan mukta sauchete. So Rupa Goswami explains that actually we can be even liberated in this lifetime. So what needs to be done? We need to have a filter in our minds that we should think, we should speak, and we should act according the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So like this, the purification process will start. Sat Krishna nama charitari satapya vidya pito pataptarasanasya narochikanu kintvadaradana dinam kalusaiva jishtam svadvikramat bhavetitat gadamula hantri. That holy name, pastimes and activities, everything about Krishna is sweet like a sugar candy. But because we are sick of jaundice, the avidya, of ignorance, we cannot taste that sugar candy. But by taking the medicine, eventually this disease will be cured and the naturally sweet taste of the holy name will appear again. So many times people say, I like to chant only as much as I feel. I want to have a feeling for chanting. I better chant one round, but with the feeling, than 16 rounds without feeling. So this is the question. But actually we need to take a medicine. Medicine, it will be effective if we feel it or not feel it. We know how it's effective or not, but if you take the medicine, it will be effective. And it was mentioned in this verse about the demigods. It's a very nice point. Srila Prabhupada used to he said that actually demigods are lining up in a queue to get a nice birth in the Kali Yuga, to get birth in Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu's movement, to get engaged in this Sankirtan movement. And Sankirtan movement is the highest benediction to all the fallen souls. So we can see how much fortunate we are now here. After Srila Prabhupada, he gave all the knowledge, he showed all the examples, he left so many disciples, and we are here now. We can be participating in a Sankirtan movement, we have all the knowledge, we have all the examples, and we can become successfully very easily. Even the demigods are desiring to come to this position. We have the best position whenever we can get. This is very important, and we should not waste this lifetime. We should be concentrated on a spiritual life and follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, as it's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is an amazing book. It is mentioned in Gita Mahatmya that Bhagavad Gita is like a cow, Krishna is like a milkman, and Arjuna is like a calf, and all the devotees is like persons who are drinking the milk. So we have this most valuable knowledge, and we need to take advantage and not to waste this lifetime. And Srila Prabhupada wanted that everybody would become acharyas, thousands and thousands and hundreds of acharyas. Acharya mam bijaniyam navamanyetra karhichit nabudyat sarva suyate sarva deva mayoguru. So it is said that spiritual master is a summum bonum of all the demigods. Spiritual master is representative of all the demigods. So we have so much, we are lucky that we have a spiritual masters, and we can serve them, we can hear from them, we can ask questions. We are very lucky. So we can imagine how would be, like if Indra comes or Brahma comes, how much we would be fortunate. But if spiritual master comes, it's considered that 33 million of demigods are coming and we can get association of spiritual master. So much lucky we are. So many things can be said in this verse more, but I will stop and I will ask if maybe somebody has some questions or additions, comments. Maybe Prabhu, you can, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So in this verse, Narad Muni, there are actually 6 verses altogether. There are 3 verses are by Narad Muni. So in this verse, whatever Narad Muni is saying, we have to understand the whole mood. The mood of Kamsa was very pleasing. He was very happy. And he gave the son back to Vasudeva.
Yes.
Kirtimanta. Now Narad Muni has come to disturb his mind. So, if ordinarily if Narad Muni had just said, "Arey Baba, these people are like that," he would, Kamsa would have not accepted that. But Narada is very powerful. That's why this word here is Bhagavan. He is very powerful in convincing even demons what to say about devotees. So, etad kamsaya bhagavan sansamasyabhetah naradah. He approached him. Now, in commentary, there is that Narada was speaking to him in lonely place. Nobody was there. So here also, if some important word is there, sir, Prabhu, come here, I want to say something to you. Something very, very important. So Narada is making sure that Kamsa start doing what he is supposed to do or get disturbed. So that's in this 2 line. Down he said, he confirming about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that how the whole earthly planet is, you know, disturbed by the demons. So Bhumera Bharanar Arnavam Daityayam cha Badho Dmanam. So he said, Lord will appear, or your death will come. For what? To uplift the burden of the earth, and you are the burden. So he will come and kill all of you, all the demons. So 2 things is very important in this. One is Narada is Bhagavan. He is capable of delivering what he wants to deliver, convincing. And secondly, he approached. He didn't call Kamsa, rather he approached to him in lonely place and explained to him. Then what happened? Now this is the 1 section of the 6th verses. This is the last verse. Here, Kamsa understood who are these people. And now the balance 3 verses will be what did Kamsa do after understanding. We understand something, we hear something, but do we do something or not? That is most important. Mm. So jnanam vijnanam. So these are the knowledge. Kamsa got the knowledge from a spiritual master Naradji about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Krishna? Who are the, you know, the inhabitants, both sides of Jamuna? You know, the people who are living in Mathura side, people living on Gokul side, who are those people? And why the Lord appears? These 3 things have been described in these 3 verses. Now, other 3 verses, what Kamsa has done, that we'll be hearing from tomorrow. The 6 verses are very important.
Thank you. Dear Prabhu, he has a question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I want to understand, like compared to today, what kind of atrocities were these demoniac kings doing? You know, like today we understand that whosoever is political king, they are imposing high taxes, maybe looting the money of the people, and of course creating pollution or whatever. So what different, were the same things there or something different? I find difficult to understand what sort of further atrocities were they doing, those demoniac kings at that time, the whatever dynasties were there which Lord appeared to finish off.
So we can see now what's happening. The rulers, the politicians, the main people who are ruling, they're thinking not about God, how to serve the God, how to serve the people, but actually how they're thinking how to get benefit for themselves. So everybody wants to get to the politics that they can use the position for for themselves, for their friends. They pass some special laws, and there is a lot of money involved. And if you try, if there is some good person tries to do something good, then he is attacked by the other politicians and he cannot do anything. So the main principle is, and at that time and now, that they want to get rid of the God. They don't serve the God, they serve themselves. So this is the main thing. The main problem of this world is that we are thinking that we are a God. And this is the main disease, the thinking we are the center, we are this body, and we forget Krishna. When we forget Krishna, all the unhappiness, all the bad things start to happen. When we serve Krishna, then auspiciousness comes. And I know from my example, when I was a student, I was studying, I was getting certain grades. And when I started to read Bhagavad Gita, I started to chant holy names, I didn't put more energy for my studies, but my studies, my grades became much more better just because of Krishna consciousness. So we can see when we start serving the Lord, all the good qualities, all the auspiciousness comes. And when we are not serving Krishna, then everything is just collapsing. This is the reason why Krishna comes. It says, paritranaya sadhanam vinasha chadushkritam, to get rid of this demoniac mentality. So now everybody's the demons, and it's not possible to kill everybody. Then what is the reason? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he purifies the hearts. This is the system, just by chanting holy names. And that time it was easier just to take away the kings, and then naturally there's devotees and no problem. But now everybody is the demon. Some more last question? Yes, probably. There's
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The demigods knows that there is so much suffering on the earth planet. Why they did have to come back here in spite of going back to Godhead?
Sorry, what was the question?
Repeat once.
Yeah.
Demigods knows that there is so much suffering on this earth planet. So why they want to come on the earthly planet in spite of going back to Godhead?
Yes. So in the heavenly planets, there is so much enjoyment that it's very difficult actually to practice spirituality. And we can see in this planet also that people who are rich, it's very difficult to preach to them. Especially like I know in Europe, there is Sweden, Norway, Denmark. They had so much money, they have this unimaginable how much they're getting from the work. And to approach him with Bhagavad Gita is impossible. They say, what? I have everything. Why are you speaking with me? I have everything. Of course, they are in depression and everything. They're not happy. but it's very difficult. So Prabhupada says that for demigods, they have so much sense enjoyment that it's very difficult for them to practice spirituality. So they're coming to this, they want not just to come to earth, but they want to get a birth in a devotees' families, not as that they would be protected from the onslaught of Kali Yuga. So if devotees, they should practice very seriously, they should follow all the principles of devotional life, and for, especially the four regulative principles, and not to make any concessions for them, and then the demigods will come in such families. So if anybody has any more questions, there is my spiritual master doing a joincourse.com. There is some special website. You can ask these questions if you felt shy. So
I want to answer Hanuman.
Okay.
Why do the demigod come here? They come here to go back home back to Godhead. Because from heavenly planet they cannot go. The plane takes off from here, from earthly planet. For earthly planet is the planet from where you can go, heavenly planet, go to hell, go to back home back to Godhead, everywhere. Besides that, the five things are not available in heavenly planet. Association of devotee, Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Prasad, Holy Dham, and the Lord's appearance.
There is one option to go back to Godhead, is to go to Brahma Loka and to live so many trillions of years, so long duration of Brahma. And then you can make some mistakes and then you can fall down with the mistakes. So it's very difficult. And to make austerities in the heaven is so difficult, it's practically impossible. But in earth we have proper balance of austerities and of suffering. So as Prabhu explained, then we can easily, especially when Lord Chaitanya brought and Prabhupada brought everything for us to go back to Godhead very easily. So it's the best of the ages, is Kali Yuga. Just 100 years and you can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Grantara Chimad Bhagavatam Amala Purana Ki Jai, Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai.